Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour number two, Sports Saturday here on 105.1 The Fan, 1080 The Fan, and the Fan Sports Network. If you missed any of this show or our past shows, you can go to the Odyssey app to get the podcast, or wherever you get your podcast, but you cannot get our show on Spotify because we're banned.
We're still going through that?
Oh, I mean, I don't think it's ever going to get resolved.
That will never end, guys.
So can we, like, petition this or something like that?
I think it's already been petitioned.
By me. I talked to someone at corporate and sent in a ticket. Like, I tried to deal with this already, Rashawn. Okay. And they said, like, yeah, we're working on some things behind the scene because, you know, we got a few other shows that are going through this. So, you know, we'll see.
Well, what did we say?
And I was like,
it's not that we said anything.
I think it's copyright. I think enough of a music song was in a show.
Which makes no sense because I have filled in on how many other shows as a producer and cut it all the same exact way.
Well, it could be even as much as like the song
exactly
that is used for Who Do You Love, you know, is
it's LL Cool J, so probably.
Yeah, I mean,
that's exactly what it is. Probably got to change it to something. I don't know. You pulled for our old baseball.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that's what it is. They did not say, hey, this is the reason why. They didn't even tell me why.
I'd bet the house I don't own. You just got to find like an old video game song, like the old Griffey surround track from NES for the baseball.
For as cool as LL Cool J is, he's not really that cool.
Well, again, you know, don't put this on LL, all right?
I mean, I think it was.
Mama said he'll knock you out, all right?
He got mad at cannabis for asking, saying, hey, man, I like your tattoo. I'd love to get one just like it.
Also came out with a song with Tim McGraw. What was it? The song talking about how we're all racist or whatever.
He went full red hat on us?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I don't. It was before that. Oh. But I think it was Accidental Racist is what the song was called.
That's crazy. Okay. I thought you were talking about Tim McGraw and Nelly.
No.
Because it's all in my head.
Oh, no, that's a great song.
Over and over again.
No, Brad Paisley.
Brad Paisley
and LL Cool J, Accidental Racist.
Okay. Look at you, Accidentally Racist. That's the wrong white dude, bro. Come on, man.
They all look the same.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All
I'm
the
told.
Country stars? All they the country kind singers, of do.
Yeah, they look the same, sound the same.
Except
yeah.
for Kane Brown. He's a brother.
Should I read some of these lyrics?
I mean,
are they appropriate? Like, sans swear words?
Well, it's LL because he doesn't cuss a lot. So,
well, do you want probably. The LL lyrics or do you want the Paisley lyrics?
Let's hear the LL part first.
Yeah, let me make sure I get this right. Brad Paisley. Okay, genius.com. Perfect. You want the LL lyrics?
I want to love on you. Put some lip gloss on.
LL Cool J. Dear Mr. White Man, I wish you understood what the world is really like when you're living in the hood. Just because my pants are sagging doesn't mean I'm up to no good. You should try to get to know me. I really wish you would.
Is this a poem?
Yes.
That's what songs are.
This sounds like Mr. Deeds' poem. Right now,
my chains are gold, but I'm still misunderstood. I wish there. I wasn't there when Sherman's march turned the South into firewood. I want you to get paid, but be a slave I never could. Feels like a newfangled Django dodging invisible white hoods. So when I see that white cowboy hat, I'm thinking it's not all good. I guess we're both guilty of judging the cover, not the book.
I'll bring the beers.
I'd love to buy you a beer, conversate and clear the air, but I see that red flag and that, and I think you wish I wasn't here.
Aw. Oh, that's
sad.
It's kind of sad.
Jeez. I mean, hey, this is a very real song, though. I like that they recorded this.
I can't bump this, though. I can't walk down the street and just, you know.
This is trying to bring us together. This isn't driving down the street at 7 p.m. on a Friday like, let's go to the club.
When is a good time to listen to this song?
On a Sunday afternoon.
I don't think there is.
It's got to be
self-reflection.
I'm not.
Damn.
Right?
You're right.
Man.
Brad.
Gotta change the way we eat. Gotta change the way we live.
I'll give you the chorus here. That Brad Paisley sings.
The way we eat.
I'm just a white man coming to you from the Southland, trying to understand what it's like not to be. I'm proud of where I'm from, but not everything we've done. And it ain't like you can't rewrite history. Our generation didn't start this nation. We're still picking up the pieces, walking on eggshells, fighting over yesterday, and caught between Southern pride and Southern blame.
Okay.
I don't feel like any of that rhymed
at the end there.
It doesn't. I feel like there's some accountability there. Yeah. Thank you, Brad Paisley. We see you.
We know Brad Paisley represents all white men.
Well, if there's any space that's, you know, letting people know that we're all brothers here, it's definitely the Sports Saturday.
And then they do a dual
back and forth little thing.
Yeah, chorus at the end where LL says, "If you don't judge my do-rag, I won't judge your red flag."
That's cool. Is the red flag the Confederate flag?
Yes, I think so.
Can't
rewrite history, baby. That's what it says.
We don't need to fly that one.
So I remember being in Jackson, Mississippi.
The relationship between the Mason-Dixon needs some fixing is another lyric in here.
I mean, that's probably true. And being in Jackson, Mississippi, it's a really weird space. And just before you get to Jackson State University, which is where Walter Payton went and everything. And so it's a really like pristine black college for the most part. But pulling into this pristine black college, there is all these houses.
Jackson State?
Like, yes.
Yeah, Jackson, that's where Dion came from.
Yeah, basically before Dion went, before he went to Colorado and everything. Man, before to pull into the campus, you pass all these kind of old beat up houses that every one of them has a Confederate flag in the window, Confederate flag in the yard, the stores, like the little corner stores have Confederate flags on the, which I'll be honest, I kind of appreciated.
What?
Yeah, this just sounds weird, but as a black dude in Jackson, Mississippi, it let me know that you're probably not good everywhere here. Cool. This store that I want to go into, this everything, man, probably won't be the best experience. All good. It lets me know off top. Cool. All right. I'll see what it is.
I'm starting to get uncomfortable here.
Hey. Well, let's blame LL. We were just talking about Spotify. You made it a race thing, Joe.
That's true. I did.
Jeez.
I did.
Well, I don't think all those.
I think I'm downloading that song. I think that's going to be on the queue on the way to.
Yeah, can we get that as a bump back?
What is
it called?
I want to hear it immediately now.
Accidental racist.
Accidental racist. Yeah. I will see.
I want to hear it immediately.
I don't think it's in the system.
It doesn't sound like those store owners are taking a Brad Paisley's message.
No,
applying
probably was.
It to. Yeah. No.
Well, speaking of the South, Georgia Ole Miss. They want to talk about Mississippi.
Man,
talk about was it Oxford?
The good part.
Mississippi, Georgia in the Sugar Bowl, New Orleans to end off New Year's Day. Boy, what a game. That fourth quarter was absolutely bonkers. I mean, at one point, and this, my son, he's so annoying. When we're watching sports sometimes, he'll be like, so how big of a lead does this team need to get for it to be a blowout so I can play NBA 2K? And I'm like, can you just...
I love it.
I was like, can you just not? All right, let's just watch, see what happens. And at that point, Georgia was beating Ole Miss.
They were.
And they were up 12, maybe? I think at the score, what was the
12-21 at half?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And that was, I think, the score going into the fourth quarter as well. And then Ole Miss comes roaring back. Georgia makes a ridiculous mistake late in the game as well to go for it on fourth down. at their own, what was it, 38-yard line, 39-yard line? I think it might have even been worse than that. And then give Ole Miss the ball. They end up taking the lead with that, holding on to it at the end. The stage comes out onto the field multiple times. There's a safety, but also there's a second left, so now we need to do an onside kick. But then they recover the onside kick while he was on the ground, so actually no time comes off at all. And so then we get the 18 different laterals that end the game finally. But, I mean, my God, that was just – after the three games that we got, I mean –
That was a great nightcap.
That was what we needed right there.
Absolutely.
Because while we were all engaged with Miami, Ohio State, while we were engaged with Oregon, Texas Tech, obviously in this area, the Alabama, Indiana game blowout, we needed a good end of game drama filled fest that we got in the Ole Miss, Georgia game. And then we get Ole Miss winning. Sands Lane Kiffin. Absolutely loved it. And Jordan, by the way, over hit and Ole Miss covers.
Oh, I saw that, buddy.
Fish parlay.
I think the over hit by like early in the third quarter or near halftime. I picked so wrong on that one.
I think it took the fourth quarter because at that point, let's see here.
It was getting pretty close at the half. You're just like, okay, you could see where it was going.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, absolutely great game to end off the quarterfinals, though.
No, it was phenomenal. Trinidad Chambliss
yeah.
Looks like just a kid. Right? He looks like a baby.
He's a gamer.
Almost, man. And he came out there, he played his ass off.
He's just a gamer, dude.
362 yards, 2 touchdowns, man. He was able to kind of make it happen for his team, especially down the stretch. Like, this Ole Miss team is really good. And this is why it gives me a little bit of confidence for Oregon going into the next game. It is really hard to beat a football team twice in the same year, which is why in the NFL, when division rivals have to play each other, they typically split games because it's really hard to beat a team twice. And now you've got this, man, amazing U of O team going against this, man, really, really good Indiana squad. I think Oregon's going to get them. And I think really just watching this Ole Miss game gave me a lot of like, okay, Oregon can get this done. Because I think most of us said that Georgia's going to beat Ole Miss again, right? They're probably going to go out there and beat them again. And as we've seen this season, like NFL, professional, it's really hard to beat a team twice. So,
has anybody wrote a thesis on that, beating a team twice? I feel like that'd be a pretty solid college thesis that someone pours over the numbers over the years to tell you what is the statistical data on beating a team twice.
That would be a great,
that'd
be a great dive.
I have a personal experience on that. Senior year, we beat Jefferson 40-6. My senior year, second game, third game of the season, something like that. We play them in the semifinals of the playoffs. Jefferson got us.
By a lot or just a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. But they got us. Again, you beat them 40-6 the first time. You're like, let's just show up, roll the ball out. We'll do that again.
It's like a sports movie. You know, you play that team at the beginning, the team's trash. They play the team, they suck, they don't have matching jerseys and all the stuff.
Let's just say discipline and hard work did not beat talent that day.
No, not at all. Not at all. And football is one of those things. It just takes, man, a few good things going your way in a football game for things to completely get out of hand. You know, so that's what happened for Oregon the other day.
Well, Ole Miss, I mean, them beating Georgia, they should have probably beat him the first time. I mean,
they
had a 9-point or 11-point lead in the first matchup with Georgia in the fourth quarter.
Maybe
it was, the head coaching of Ole Miss down the stretch in that first matchup wasn't what they needed. They needed Pete Golding in there.
Hey, you got it done. That's something Lane Kiffin can't say. Like, I won my bowl game.
Yeah, I beat Georgia.
Sorry.
You didn't. Also, Lane Kiffin, go away. With this run, I think he tried to jump on game day or like the broadcast after the fact.
Just stay quiet, bro.
After the Sugar Bowl, it's like, bro, do not. No.
There are some people we just don't need to hear from
this
right now.
This is not
he happens to be one of
you.
Them.
This is not about you. Yeah, you coach this team good, but this moment right now is not about you. Do not make it about you.
Hey, he's happy. He's getting paid, right?
Yeah, $500K.
Yeah, another $500K. I think the next one's a million for him. So, good luck, Ole Miss.
Can I say this, too, before we get out of here, man? Shout out to Nick Saban. For being on, was it First Take, I think, and setting Stephen A. straight in regards to the Oregon's big win. So Stephen A. comes on First Take and basically was like, it was a disappointing win. It wasn't a great win. Oregon should have did this. And pretty much Coach Saban looked at him and was like, what?
Do you know football?
Like, do you know, basically, almost, essentially, like, do you know what a shutout is? Like, 23 to nothing? Like,
I think Oregon left a lot out there to be desired.
Essentially what he said, and he was like, man, look at the look the numbers, make sure you say it calmly. He's like, basically, like, you're wrong.
I was disappointed by what I saw from Dante Moore. That's supposed to be a number one quarterback?
Yeah, you sound crazy right now, Stephen A. Smith, is essentially what he told him.
Dude, I'll take 23 nothing all day,
all
every day.
All day.
All day, all day. All right, take a quick break. Let's jump over to the NFL, shall we? We got two divisional matchups today that will decide some playoff seeding between NFC South teams and NFC West teams. One of those games you'll be able to hear right here on The Fan. We'll do that next here at Fan Sports Network, Sports Saturday.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We got two divisional battles in the NFL. You can hear one of them right here on The Fan today because we are the home of the Seattle Seahawks. At 1:30 on ESPN, Panthers-Buccaneers for the NFC South. But really, the big matchup is today, 5 o'clock, right here on The Fan. Pregame coverage starts at 3 o'clock between the Seattle Seahawks and the San Francisco 49ers. That one being played down in Santa Clara. Let's do this Panthers-Bucks one real quick. Regardless of who wins, I think the Panthers are the ones that end up winning the division because if they end up in a three-way tie between them two and the Atlanta Falcons, then the Carolina Panthers win the tiebreaker for the division and will go to the playoffs as the four seed and host a playoff game and very well could be hosting either the Seahawks or the 49ers depending on the results of this game today and this weekend's action. But Panthers-Buccaneers, based off of the back-and-forth win-loss, win-loss, win-loss nature of the Carolina Panthers, history would tell you that the Panthers are going to win this game because they lost last week. Also, I just think the Buccaneers are down bad right now. They have looked terrible over the last 2 months of the season. It is in Tampa Bay, but I don't think there is a huge home field advantage for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think just vibes are weird there for Tampa. I do not like the vibes coming out of that team right now.
Just got dominated by the Seahawks. That was the Panthers got dominated by the Seahawks a couple weeks ago. They beat the Seahawks earlier in the season, actually. But basically, since that point, since that win against the Seahawks, the Buccaneers have been just an absolute shell of themselves.
Man, you lose 7 of your last 8 games. You're not a great team. Like, I fully expect the Carolina Panthers, even with this game being at home for this Buccaneers team.
Well, and here's the thing. You drop a game to the Pats. You drop a game to the Bills. You get blown out by the Rams. You know, those are all 3 playoff teams, right? You beat the Cardinals. Congratulations. Hey.
It's the Cardinals. It's a win.
Hey, right? You can say that. My Cowboys can't say that. But then your last 4 games, lost to the Saints, lost to the Falcons, lost to the Panthers, lost to the Dolphins. You lost all 3 of your divisional games, and then you lost to the Dolphins against Quinn Ewers in his first NFL start. Like, what are we doing? Vibes are not good. Defense is not playing great. It's just offense isn't playing great. Baker is regressed. I'm going Panthers with this one.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Panthers with this one too, man. I don't think there's much to talk about. Tampa Bay hasn't been a good team over the last 2 months. They just haven't played well. The scores, they indicate that. You look at this Panthers team, however, and they've been up and down, but at least they've been up for a lot of that.
So literally the epitome,
they're the definition of
up
and
down.
Yes. So, but at least they're consistent with being up and down. Like, they're not just consistently down like Tampa Bay has been, and they've beaten some good teams in between there, unlike Tampa Bay has. So you lose the Bills, you beat the Packers. You lose the Saints, you beat the Falcons. You lose the Niners, you beat the Rams. Like, so we know that they can play and beat playoff caliber teams. We can't say the same thing for Tampa Bay right now.
Yeah, Tampa Bay, Baker Mayfield, the last 4 games or last 4 losses, he has 6 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. So turning the ball over a little bit too much. And also, these are just the completion attempts difference here. Against New Orleans, he went 14 of 30.
Yikes.
For 122 yards, touchdown, a pick. 19 of 34 against Atlanta. 18 of 26 against Carolina. And then he threw the ball 44 times, went 33 of 44, 346 against Miami. 2 touchdowns, but did have the 2 interceptions as well.
So do you really want to see a team like Tampa in the playoffs?
I mean, I don't really want
to
see
that. Do you really want to see the Panthers in the playoffs?
I would rather see the Panthers just because I think that's funnier.
Yeah, yeah, but right. I don't want to see funny football right now. I want to see the best football in the world, you know, played in the playoffs. And while I will give the Panthers a lot of credit, like, nobody expected them to be as good as they've been this season. You know, the Panthers have at one point 3 wins in a row, one of which over Joe's Cowboys. But after that,
hey.
After that, they've had a lot of, you know, a lot of good wins against some quality teams. So for that reason, I would say I think the Panthers are going to win this game. But like I just said earlier, this is the second game of 2 for these division rivals. So it's hard to beat a team twice.
And the Seahawks 49ers, they play for the number 1 seed in the NFC today. The NFC West crowned a first round bye. So much up for grabs in this matchup down in Santa Clara. Gosh, I mean, what was I saying earlier this week? I was going 49ers because of just the way their offenses looked. And if you can get the defense to just play somewhat competently, I think that what you've seen from Sam Darnold over the last few weeks, he has kind of regressed to the mean and has regressed to kind of old Sam Darnold, where, you know, he did have a good comeback win against the Rams. But if you look at it outside of that, they've been playing for Jacoby Myers, who's their damn kicker? I know it's Myers is the last name.
Jason. I don't know.
See, we don't even know their leading scorer's name.
Who cares?
Yeah, he is their leading scorer because they kick so many damn fields.
Yeah, kickers are always the leading scorers. That's a weird NFL stat.
Jason Myers, excuse me.
Didn't I just say that?
Yes, I believe he did.
But it didn't sound right.
Yeah.
So
Jay Myers.
There you go.
That was like a made-up name.
But
the very generic kicker that got drafted in like your NCAA 26 draft.
Straight up.
Yeah, but I just think that the way that Seattle's offense has looked the last few weeks, now their defense has looked really, really good. It's one of those something's got to give battles, right? Like, 49ers offense, fantastic. Going up against the Seattle defense, fantastic. Seattle offense, not so great lately. Going up against the 49ers defense, not so great lately. So it is one of those, which unit is going to win this game? I think that, again, the 49ers offense, how it's looked the last couple weeks, you're at home, you're comfortable, you're feeling confident about, I shouldn't say all phases of your game, but when you got Brock Purdy playing like you do right now, I think you got to feel very confident about that.
Yeah, there's a good chance that Jackson Smith and Jigma has another career game against this defense, though, just considering all the defensive, you know, pieces that are still kind of out for San Francisco. They are supposed to get Upton back, so I don't know if that's going to matter. Upton Stout, they are supposed to get him back, so he had a concussion. We'll see if that's going to matter. Trent Williams is supposed to play, or is questionable to play in this
game.
They
do have some injury concerns. Yeah,
so there are a few injury concerns there, but for the most part, man, if Christian McCaffrey is another injury concern, because we saw him just a few days ago getting his back worked out, you know, on the sideline. I'm not sure if you guys know anything about back injuries, but it can take you out of the game completely and just kind of change the way you walk, change the way you sit down, change the way you stand up. So let alone trying to run the ball as physically as Christian McCaffrey does could be an issue for them. All that said, man, Mac, I don't see a better quarterback out there right now than God, what's his name? I was going to say Mac Jones, but
Insert 49ers quarterback at any point.
Yeah, anyone. But Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy looks like Superman over these past few games. So as long as he's out there and if he scores and he's going to be hitting his Dougie, this 49ers team is going to be really, really hard to beat.
Yeah, for the San Francisco 49ers, game status for Kittle, questionable. Ricky Pearsall, questionable.
Yeah, that's not
good. Trent Williams, questionable.
And on the other side, it's Kobe Bryant, doubtful now. I saw that he was questionable, I think, earlier in the week for Seattle. Obviously downgraded.
Charles Cross out.
The Seahawks doesn't defense bode is well. Just... But yeah, that's been something that they've been trying to fight through all season long. But I got to give the advantage to Seattle's offense here, man. When Darnold hooks up with Smith and Jigba, they're the best combo in the NFL. They've been proving that all season. I think Jigba, he's not going to go for 2,000 yards, but he had the potential to at some points this season. Yeah. Man, I know it's been a down year rushing-wise for Seattle, but they just... When they put it together, I think it comes down to Sam Darnold. Is he going to throw three picks today, or is he going to throw three touchdowns?
Dude, have you seen some of the incentives that he has for, like, contract incentives to hit today? I got to try and find these, because he could make, like, an extra mil today based off of hitting incentives.
Oh, hell yeah.
150 passing yards, $500,000 extra dollars. Mm-hmm. And then if he throws three touchdown passes today, he gets another $500,000.
Damn.
So he's got a mil on the table today. Yeah, I'm going to go 49ers. Seahawks are the favorite, 2.5 points. But again, I just think if this comes down to offensive play, I trust what the 49ers can put out there. That could very well change up until game time if they say, yeah, Trent Williams, Ricky Pearsall, George Kittle, all not playing. At that point, I'm going to do a not so fast, my friends, and maybe go with Seattle. But if they all show up, if they're on the field, if you're healthy enough to play, then you should be able to play at your fullest ability, which I know is not the case, but that if you can play, then we expect you to play at your best talent skill level possible, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I think I'm going to go with Seattle. I'm going to go with Seattle because they've yet to have – Zach Charbonnet and Kenneth Walker III have yet to have great games on the same day. And so they've both had great games over the past 2 weeks, but individually. I think if this can be one of those games that both of them play a good game, they can win, especially if Christian McCaffrey is even a quarter or three quarters of what he actually is. You know, I don't think there's anybody on that field that can cover Jackson Smith and Jigma at this point, especially coming across the middle or anything. So, yeah, and that's where he really shines. It's not a whole lot of deep balls. It's, man, what he gets across the middle and ends up taking to the house. So
hopefully D'Amador Lenore, go Ducks, can step Hell up and lock him down, baby. Here's some different incentives and also just like records and different stats that go into this game on Saturday. Juwan Jennings, if he gets 7 catches, he gets $667,000. Rico Dowdle, he needs 1 touchdown, rushing or receiving, doesn't matter, $250,000. As I mentioned, Sam Darnold, he can get $1 million today. 3 passing touchdowns gets him $500K. 150 passing yards gets him $500K. Kendrick Bourne, local product.
KB, my man.
Go Milwaukee Mustangs.
Go Vincent Tech.
Wasn't he at Milwaukee first, though?
He was at Milwaukee first. Okay. He was at Benson first and then transferred to Milwaukee.
Gotcha. 49 receiving yards. He gets $250,000. Tetero McMillan needs 80 receiving yards for the Carolina Panthers rookie record. And then Christian McCaffrey, 110 receiving yards, will get him 1,000 rushing yards, 1,000 receiving yards on the season. What a year.
How many of those years are there in the NFL?
Huh?
How many of those years? 1,000 rushing, 1,000 receiving?
I mean, I'm sure LaDainian Tomlinson did it
Marshall
once.
Marshall Faulk.
I'm saying there's only a few of those guys, though.
Yeah, it's a handful.
By
it's
the
a very
way,
special breed.
Sam Darnold, he could get $2 million today. I just saw this other one. He could get $2 million if he gets 100 passer rating for the season, $500K. He's at 99.2. If he gets 28 passing touchdowns, so yeah, three more touchdowns. If he gets 4,000 passing yards, so that's the 150 needs. And then if he finishes the season with a 67.5% completion rate, he's right now at 67.2%. He gets another 500. So Sam Darnold could walk away today with $2 million more dollars, but more importantly, a divisional crown,
yes,
a number one seed, and a first-round bye in the playoffs.
And how about this? There have been three players to have 1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving. Christian McCaffrey was one of them in 2019, so he would be the only player
to do it twice.
To do it twice.
Wow. Who was the other one?
The other players are Roger Craig and Marshall Faulk.
Crazy. Oh yeah, dude. Roger Craig, like, they were showing him on the sideline a couple weeks ago during the 49ers game, talking to Christian McCaffrey, tears in his eyes. He loves Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Like, dude, he was like emotional talking to this dude, like, and just telling him how important he is to the team, yada yada, waxing poetic about him. But
he needs to know how important he is to football and to the evolution
and to the white community
of the white running back. I'm going to be honest. For a long time, it was kind of looked at like there's no way a white dude could be this good coming out of the backfield. And Christian McCaffrey dispels all those rumors. Him and
arguably,
the Cam Scattaboos of
arguably
the world.
The best running back in the league, top three at least.
Oh, it's not arguable. I don't think it's arguable. It's him, it's Saquon, and then
Bijan.
Jonathan
Taylor?
And King Henry.
That's why I say arguable.
The list is short, but if you were to do a blind taste test and say, like, wait, whoa, that was crazy. If you were to really rank all those people, if you were to rank all those people, I guarantee 9 out of 10 people will have Christian McCaffrey first.
Let's take a break. Let's go to Who Do You Love? It's been a couple weeks. Let's take a look at the records. I got to take a look and see what those matchups were because, this was from 2 or 3 weeks ago. We do that next. Who Do You Love? Coming up here on Sports Saturday. But first, Schultzy with Sports Center Update.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Who do you love? Joe and Rashad share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Saturday on 105.1 and 1080 The Fan. Do what I got to do.
Time for Who Do You Love? Two quick little notes. I told Rashad this during the commercial break a couple breaks ago, but last night I'm playing Call of Duty with one of my buddies, and
nice.
we get paired up with some random guys, and I pick up his microphone finally, our teammate, and all he says, he doesn't say names, he doesn't say team names, nothing. All he says, and I'm paraphrasing, he's like, "Yeah, man, but our defense has been carrying him for the last few weeks, so I think we're going to get it done, but he just needs to play better, but hopefully our defense steps up." And all I say to him is, "You talking about Sam Darnold and the Seattle Seahawks?" And he goes, "Yes, oh my God." It's like, just from what you said, I knew who you were talking about.
Love Sometimes it. You don't need much description.
No.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
And also, shout out to the one Panthers fan in my life, my buddy Zach. He was listening to the program, and he texted me. He says, "Hell yeah, I dig it, Jay Fish. Picking my Panthers to win today."
Yeah, you're welcome, buddy.
The one Panther fan in my life.
That's good. I don't know if I know any Panther fans.
He's
I know your buddy
one.
Now.
He's the only one.
Yeah. I know a Bucks fan. I know a couple of those.
Yeah, I got a good friend, one of my best friends, Benny G. He's a diehard Tampa Bay fan. He's a diehard Miami Hurricanes fan right now.
That's what's up, man. My boy Evan, who I just beat in the fantasy football finals. You're welcome, Evan. but he is a huge Panthers fan. Buck the World is his fantasy football name.
Well, I'm trying to beat you guys in Who Do You Love, and had a good little week last time we did this, week 16 of the NFL season. This also had to do also had some playoff games in it. Ole Miss was only a 16.5 point favorite over Tulane. Book it. They took care of that. Chargers were a 1.5 point dog to my Cowboys. I took that. Book it. And then Ducks, JMU over 45.5. Yeah, that hit. Ducks hit that by themselves. So I have a perfect 3-0 week to go 19-17.
Good for you.
Rashad, you went Packers, Bears over 44.5 in week 16. I believe that was the Christmas. No, excuse me. That was on December 20th.
Yes.
That was that overtime game that the Bears came back and won. 22-16, that does not hit the over.
It does not.
But you did take the Panthers money line that week. They were playing the Bucks.
Shocker.
How about that? They beat the Bucks, and then you took the Steelers money line against the Lions. That's right.
Yeah, I did.
I remember I was like, "All right, I'll give you the Panthers one." And I was like, "But the Steelers, 7-point dogs against the Lions?"
Don't doubt your boy, man. Don't doubt your boy.
They end up winning. Rashad also 19-17. Schultzy, he took the live under bet of 13.5 Miami and Texas A&M, and Texas A&M was on the goal line. And then threw an interception to make the final score 10-3.
Vegas knew, baby. Vegas knew.
So the under hit on that one.
That was awesome.
He also took the Patriots that week to cover +3 against the Ravens. The Ravens decided, let's not give Derrick Henry the ball anymore.
We're good on that.
For the next 12.5 minutes. And they did not. The Patriots end up sealing that one 28-24 on Sunday night. You did take Oregon to cover 20.5 against James Madison.
Just a
it's okay with loving your team.
God awful defensive performance, man.
And if they would have done that,
then you also would have been 19 and 17.
I am so mad right now. Guys, I don't think we've ever, in 3 years of doing this show at the end of the season, been as close in the stats as we are now.
I mean, at this point last year, I was running away with it. In 2023, I had a lead on you guys, but then you both ended up closing the gap, or Rashad ended up closing the gap, so that way we tied 22-23. That was the infamous Rashad tying at the end of the year based on a ludicrous showing up at halftime at the Super Bowl bet, which he was correct on.
It's in Atlanta, baby.
And then 2022, that was the first year we did it. I think that was sans Jordan Schultz, though. I think that was when, and it was just you and I running things. It was right after Mike left. And then I won it that year. I wasn't proud of it, though, 15 and 18. Let's not waste any more time. We need to go rapid fire here. I'm going to start things off. I'm going to go with Panthers winning today. They are a 3-point dog, though, so I'll just take the cover. I'll just take the points. Give me Panthers plus three.
Damn, I guess I can't do that, though, because I want to have a different score than you. So I'm going to go ahead and just take the main event, the Seahawks versus the 49ers, man. Seahawks are favored by 2.5. I'm taking the money line.
Seahawks money line. Got it. Jordan.
This is a wacky one. Final weekend of the NFL is always weird to bet on. You like to do prop bets instead of actual lines, but I will not throw any prop bets here in my three. I don't think the Vikings can cover 10 against the Packers. I know that the Packers aren't going to be trying today, but I think that there's going to be some vibes there. Green Bay covers plus 10 against Minnesota in Minnesota.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity to, find a game where some team is not playing everybody, where they're sitting starters, whatever the case may be. You know, case in point, like Broncos, 13.5 over the Chargers. What I'm going to go, though, is because they still have seeding to fight for. I don't think they're going to be able to get it because the Texans are playing a Colts team that is starting Riley Leonard. I'm going to go Bills minus 7.5 over the Jets, though. Jets, absolutely futile. Nothing good going on there. Bills, you're going to give me only 7.5 against them last game of the year. As far as I know, they're not resting, guys, right? I haven't heard anything.
Nor
have I. I have not seen rest from that team, though.
So, yeah, give me Bills minus 7.5.
I'm looking at this Jacksonville-Tennessee game, and Jacksonville's favored by 13.5, which seems like a lot. I don't know if Trevor Lawrence is going to play because I don't know if he needs to necessarily.
I think there is still seeding implications. Well, they haven't locked up the division.
Oh, okay.
So they need to win.
They need to win. They're 13.5-point favorites. That sounds like a lot, but considering who they're playing, not really. So I think I'm going to take the Jacksonville money line.
Yeah, if Jacksonville loses and Houston wins, Jacksonville will be 4-2 in the division. Houston will be 5-1 in the division.
Yeah.
Therefore, Houston will be your division winner. You are taking
I'm taking Jacksonville, the minus the 13.5.
Wow.
I know, right?
BB Rashad.
I don't know what that means.
I can't say it on air.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure you can. Sure you can.
Big balls?
Yeah.
There we go.
Dan Lanning.
Sam Cassell?
Dan Lanning, Dan Campbell, all the Dans.
Jordan, I'm sorry. What was the first one you took?
It was the Vikings-Packers Green Bay to cover plus 10.
Vikings to cover plus 10.
No,
okay.
No. Packers to cover over the Vikings plus 10. They are 10-point underdogs right now.
The Packers are 10-point dogs.
Yes. Minnesota is a 10-point favorite at home. J.J. McCarthy is starting.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Minnesota defense is nasty last week.
Yeah, nothing to play for. Yeah, okay. All right. Sorry. Second one.
No, you're fine. This is weird. I simply think it's because Pete Carroll is playing for his job today that they're going to pull out all the stops in Las Vegas. The Chiefs have nobody. They are 5.5-point favorites on the road, but I think Las Vegas will cover that one simply because Pete Carroll is trying to show the world something.
I'll go opposite on you, or that team completely just quits on him and wants to fire.
I think it's the latter.
They're already in Cancun, yeah.
I don't even know who the Chiefs are starting at quarterback, to be honest with you.
Isn't it Minshew?
He tore his ACL also.
Yeah, he did. Damn. Some kid then.
Someone
that's making too much money.
And I will go to Oregon, Indiana. Indiana, a 4-point favorite, the total 46.5. I kind of want to go the under here, but honestly, I just want to make sure Oregon covers, baby. you know, want to go money line, want to go confidence, but just give me the cover. Give me the cover for the Oregon Ducks -4 in the Peach Bowl. Excuse me, +4.
Dang. I guess I'll choose another one. Thanks a lot, Joe. I guess I'll go with the Ole Miss Miami game. Miami's 3.5-point favorites. I'm going Ole Miss, though, man. At this point, man, they're battle-tested. They played some really good teams in the SEC, and at this point, they've beaten them all. So why would Miami be any different? 3.5 is the spread. I'm taking Miami with 3.5.
Jordan.
I got to ride with you, Joe. I don't think the Duckies. +4 is a pretty tasty line. I don't think they're going to lose by less than 3. So, yeah, Ducks to cover +4. I hope we both win, my friend.
Yes, I hope we do. I hope they cover and then some. Panthers +3, Bills -7.5, and Ducks +4 for me. Rashad's going with Seahawks money line, Jacksonville -13.5, and Ole Miss +3.5. And then Jordan's going Packers +10, Raiders +5.5, Ducks +4. All dogs.
Love the dogs.
All right, that's Who Do You Love. We will wrap things up here on Sports Saturday and send you into the rest of your weekend next on the Fan Sports Network. Last segment here on the Fan. Whoa. Almost fell back in my chair there. That'd be good on a live on-air content, right? Just me breaking my tailbone or something.
I don't know if that'd be good. That sounds like it'd be
should I do
painful.
It? Should I do it for content?
Please don't.
Yeah, man, I think you should.
Ah!
Everything for clicks. Everything for clicks.
Hey,
bro.
Hey, guys. I'm going to go mess with this adult. Oh, hey, you can't touch me. I'm underage.
Please.
Smash that subscribe. Smash
hit
it.
Hit the like, subscribe button.
Like, yeah, guys. Subscribe.
If you like this content, subscribe to the channel.
What's
helps
up, chat?
Free. Effing Lord.
Yeah. Hey, chat, what do y'all think? Y'all think I should jump off this roof, chat?
Yes. Please do. Full disclosure, the first time I was chatting with my now wife on the phone,
ooh,
like called
chatting.
Her for the first time ever over the phone, big deal.
What are you wearing? Nervous.
Not quite that,
yeah,
but I fell over in my chair, literally backwards.
What do you smell
and
like?
I was doing everything I could to like attempt to hide the noise of just the crashing and the phone just... Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm fine. Nothing happened. We're great. It was.
That sounds hot.
What are you doing?
Yeah, nothing. No, I just dropped something. We're good. Yeah. No, yeah,
we all get on the phone that first time with the girl and get that weird voice that we have that we never use with anyone else. I would never talk to Joe like this.
Hey, baby.
What's up, bro? How you doing?
How you doing, baby?
How was your night, fam? What you got going today?
Can you?
I would never. No, I wouldn't. That. It sounds weird.
Sounds sincere.
It sounds weird.
Sounds like you care.
Yeah,
that sounds like Loveline with Adam Carolla.
Hello, yeah, and Dr. Drew was
yeah.
it?
Oh, it was Dr. Drew at yeah. one point. Yes,
Adam Carolla, always the bridesmaid.
Reminds me,
he's made a lot of money being the bridesmaid, though.
I don't want to promote another station's programming, but I'm sure there's some station in this market that's still doing Sunday night slow jams.
Right? There should be.
Isn't there?
Oh, I mean, there's someone. I mean, come on.
There should be.
Sunday night slow jam.
I always love on that show the voicemails that people leave, hoping that the person that they're leaving the voicemail.
Hey, what's up? This is Jeff.
I'm calling to talk about Armando. Yeah. I love you. I'm sorry for everything I did.
Sorry for cheating on you.
I want to leave this message.
It's usually that.
For Julia. Yeah.
Are you listening?
One and only.
Baby, I love you. I'm so sorry for everything. I just want you back, and I think that we can have a real happy life together.
And for all the lovers out there, we're going to play Cisco's A Thong Song. Yeah.
You know what I saw the other day? Someone on the harp at a wedding. Like, they had a harp player.
That's fancy.
Whatever,
that's awesome.
And they were playing the thong song on the harp.
Dun, 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 dun.
Bum, bum,
yeah,
bum,
you
bum,
can, that's
bum,
pretty
bum.
Fun.
That is cool.
You could see a couple people, like, kind of looking around like, wait a second. Is he?
Seriously, that would be pretty dope to see like a violinist or, you know, break out in something that you know.
Well, the one I saw also was this guy that plays the piano, and the channel, this is all he does. It's like he plays the wedding song at first, and then it's like when the bride gets revealed, it's a different song, and he has versions of like NFL on Fox, NFL on CBS, but it's like this soft, like slowed down version of it for like a wedding. So
dun,
it's
dun, 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 dun.
So you get to come down the aisle to any one of the sports theme songs. You got to pick one of these sports theme songs to come down the aisle to, and it can be a nice little fancy
Does it have to be piano?
It doesn't.
Ooh.
You can ask for horns.
I was
going to
say, can I get a whole horn section
for Sunday
night football?
I would have picked the old Fox MLB theme. Ooh, yeah, that's good. Yep.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Welcome into the chapel, everybody.
It's Joe Fisher.
Which one would you have?
Have Mike Tirico on the mic.
Well, introduced to you.
Or I'm just looking into the camera. Joe Fisher, University of Oregon.
Yeah.
Husband.
Yeah.
Fiance.
Actually, I think I've seen a couple of wedding parties do that.
I wouldn't be surprised. That's pretty fun.
An NFL Sunday night football style intro for all the bridesmaids and groomsmen.
For me, it's Monday night football. You know, get them to play that whole thing. And then just as the dun, 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 that's when I make my
Joe Fisher,
make my entrance.
Groom, University of Oregon.
Yeah. Rashad Taylor.
The
Grant High School.
University of Oregon.
Grant High School.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. That was a fun show. Plenty to talk about. The show writes itself this
time
of year.
And it's over. And it's over now, right? Yeah. That's crazy. Two hours up and down.
Yeah. That's how it goes, my man. I'm going to be tuned into a couple of these football games. Luckily, my son's basketball games will be wrapped up by 5 o'clock, so I'll be able to watch that Seahawks 49ers game with him.
Yes. Hope.
He's going to hope for a blowout so that way he can play NBA 2K or EAFC and not have to watch sports with me. But, you know, hope for a good game tonight. I like to call him out and tell him how much more I know about the Seahawks, and he's a Seahawks fan.
Good. Yeah, hit the book, son. What do you mean? You should be watching this game.
Because he'll like to S-talk my Cowboys, and I'll be like, dude, I know more about your team than you do.
Yeah, come on, all right, man.
So don't
Catch up. I got a lot of football over here, bro.
Seahawks 49ers tonight on The Fan, 5 o'clock 3 o'clock pregame for that, so stay tuned for that. But for Rashad Taylor, thank you as always.
My man.
Jordan Schultz, thank you as always.
Love you guys. Love you all.
And thank you to all the listeners always rocking with us on a Saturday. We're back to 9 to 11 for the foreseeable future.
Woo!
For a long, long time.
Sounds good.
But for Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz, I'm Joe Fisher. Thank you, everyone out there. You have a great rest of your Saturday. Peace.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.